News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, if you're just waking up, it has been an extraordinary general election, a landslide for Labour, a complete collapse in the Conservative vote. North of the border, Ian Paisley Jr. Losing his seat. A bad night for the Scottish Nationalists. The Reform Party and Nigel Farage doing quite well. Nigel Farage finally making it to the House of Commons. Rishi Sunak is going to make a statement at 10:30 this morning. He will then travel to Buckingham Palace, where he's expected to formally tender his resignation. Keir Starmer will then see the King at the Palace and will be appointed as the country's next Prime Minister and asked by the King to form an administration. Micheál Martin, Taoiseach and Minister of Foreign Affairs. Your reaction to the election result?
Well, I think there was a lot of expectation, particularly in terms of the United Kingdom, as to what would happen. But it is a huge victory for Keir Starmer and the British Labour Party with a huge majority of seats. And I wish him well. I congratulate him on his success. And I do believe it presents an opportunity for a significant reset of British-Irish relationships in the coming years. And we have nurtured good relationships.
Taoiseach, by reset, you mean improvement?
I mean improvement, but I also mean the prospect of sort of a significant proactive engagement in terms of not just managing the British-Irish relationship, but rather developing it and enhancing it economically, culturally, politically, and in terms of really moving forward in all of those areas, particularly in terms of the United Kingdom's relationship with the European Union also.
I was going to ask you that, Taoiseach. I was going to ask you, sorry to cut across, I was going to ask you, do you expect the UK's relationship with the EU to change under Keir Starmer?
Well, looking at the results, I think I do expect it to change, and I think there will be a more pragmatic and less ideologically sort of hesitant relationship. By that I mean, I think the Labour Party will be looking at practical measures or agreements that they can arrive at, phytosanitary in terms of food and so forth, and agriculture with the European Union. On the other hand, the reform vote and this, the degree to which the Labour Party really didn't engage with Brexit during the campaign, understandably given the issues, suggests that they will move cautiously too. In terms of the domestic British political scene. And migration will be there in the background, and not in the background, it's there as a key issue, and that will probably shape its approach as well. But I think overall, it will be a better relationship between the United Kingdom and Europe. It was improving, to be fair, under Rishi Sunak, but I think there will be more confidence in terms of the agenda, if you like, of the new British government. Again, because the Labour Party will have to try and move on the British economy, and Brexit has been a drag, to say the least, on the British economy. They're going to have to navigate that route, because ultimately all politics leads to the economy, and if the economy is not doing well, then you struggle in government. And so the Labour Party will need a constructive relationship with the European Union, I think, to assist it in its task of improving the overall British economy.
I know, understandably, politicians from outside the UK will be reluctant to get involved in UK politics, but is it fair to describe this as a good day for Ireland, a good result for Ireland?
Well, I mean, I think it, in terms of our relationship with Britain and in terms of Northern Ireland and the unique relationship that stems from the Good Friday Agreement, I think it is certainly a good day, because I do think we will see a more proactive British-Irish governmental relationship. And it's not just in terms of Northern Ireland, but issues like energy, for example, energy cooperation, in terms of the trading relationship more generally. And I think there will also be a broader approach to that relationship than perhaps we experienced over the last 5 years. And in terms of the Good Friday Agreement, I think the Conservative Party, particularly under Boris Johnson and later Liz Truss, saw everything through the prism, if you like, of British sovereignty. There was less of the embracing of the Good Friday Agreement in terms of the spirit of the Good Friday Agreement, in terms of two governments being co-guarantors. Although I have to say, I think Rishi Sunak Chris Eaton Harris did a lot of good work in the last while to improve all of that.
Two quick things before we let you go. Firstly, your reaction to Ian Paisley Jr. Losing the seat that has been in Paisley hands since 1970.
Well, I didn't see it coming, to be honest. And it is a very, very seismic result in the context of Northern Ireland politics. I'm conscious that Jim Allister, the DUV, wins that seat, which, as you know, has an even more hardline approach to the Windsor Framework Agreement and to pragmatic solutions to the exit problem in Northern Ireland. So, you know, that's there are different trends and movements in Northern Ireland, some towards the centre, others to more hardline positions. So what we're witnessing really is a very fragmented unionist position. We have an independent unionist with 8 seats, I think, between 3 parties, and an independent within that unionist sort of area. The Alliance have 1 seat, and so Sinn Féin 7, SDLP 2. So it's in many ways, I think the focus has to be on stabilising the institutions, making sure that we can secure the workings of the executive and the assembly. And I believe in some respects the DUP will want to regather now, and maybe the focus will switch to the assembly in terms of making that work and making politics work in Northern Ireland, which has to be all of our focus. And that's the focus I'd be taking with my talks with the British government, to make sure that we work now to make the institutions work and do everything we possibly can as two governments to enable them to progress for the people of Northern Ireland.
Tonsi, just before we let you go, we've had the election in Britain. We have one in France this weekend as well. When are we going to have the election in Ireland? You've obviously brought the budget back by a week, so it would allow you to have a general election in late October, early November. Is that pretty much the plan at this stage?
Well, it amazes me that 1 week in terms of when the budget takes place kind of gets everybody into
fair.
A bit dizzy about
but I don't. I don't think there's anyone in politics who believes you're going to go till February or March. I don't think anyone in politics believes it.
The government is committed to going to full term, and you know,
what does that mean,
right,
though?
Now,
full term. The October November is essentially the full term. Is there a bit of wiggle room in that statement?
The full term is February, March, and I think we, you know, our focus now has to be on the budget, has to be on the finance bill and the social welfare bill. And it's going to be very challenging because we have a full employment. We've an economy that's doing well. And all of the warnings, if you like, are not to do anything to overheat the economy. Yet we've huge pressures in terms of the cost of living, which people are still feeling, in terms of health, in terms of housing. These are big issues for the people in Irish society. And our job and our responsibility is to respond to those. The most effective mechanism we have now in the next number of months is the budget and the Finance Act and Social Welfare Act and other measures. And that's our focus. And we're going
right.
I think
okay.
the lesson from British politics is concentrate on the bread and butter, and maybe the bigger stuff will take care of itself.
take your points and the goals will come. Micheál Martin, Tánaiste, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.